Low men, Ted said. I use low in the Dickensian sense, meaning fellows who look rather stupid and rather dangerous as well. The sort of men who'd shoot craps in an alley, let's say, and pass around a bottle of liquor in a paper bag during the game. The sort who lean against telephone poles and whistle at women walking by on the other side of the street while they mop the backs of their necks with handkerchiefs that are never quite clean. Men who think hats with feathers in the brims are sophisticated. Men who look like they know all the right answers to all of life's stupid questions. I'm not being terribly clear, am I? Is any of this getting through to you? Is any of it ringing a bell? Yeah, it was. In a way, it was like hearing time described as the old bald cheater. A sense that the word or phrase was exactly right, even though you couldn't say just why. It reminded him of how Mr. Biderman always looked unshaven, even when you could still smell sweet aftershave drying on his cheeks, the way you somehow knew Mr. Biderman would pick his nose when he was alone in his car, or check the coin return of any pay telephone he walked past without even thinking about it. I getcha, he said. Good. I'd never in 100 lifetimes ask you to speak to such men, or even approach them, but I would ask you to keep an eye out. Make a circuit of the block once a day. Broad Street, Commonwealth Street, Colony Street, Asher Avenue, then back here to 149. And just see what you see. It was starting to fit together in Bobby's mind. On his birthday, which had also been Ted's first day at 149, Ted had asked him if he knew everyone on the street, if he would recognize sojourners, faces of those unknown, strangers, if any strangers showed up. Not 3 weeks later, Carol Gerber had made her comment about wondering sometimes if Ted was on the run from something. How many guys are there? He asked. Three, five, perhaps more by now. Ted shrugged. You'll know them by their long yellow coats and olive skin, although that darkish skin is just a disguise. What, you mean like man tan or something? I suppose, yes. If they're driving, you'll know them by their cars. What makes? What models? Bobby felt like Darren McGavin on Mike Hammer and warned himself not to get carried away. This wasn't TV. Still, it was exciting.